Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. If you are new, welcome and thank you for joining in. Today's episode is about the New York Jets, what they've recently done, which we're going to get into. But first, I'd like to wish everybody a happy holidays, happy New Year, and I hope you all had a wonderful holidays and got lots of presents and ate a lot of good food. So let's jump right in. The New York Jets re-signed Quincy Enunwa for a 4-year, I believe, $36 million, and I like this move a lot. Quincy Enunwa, when healthy, is a top 10, top 20 wide receiver. Great speed, can run him in the slant playbook offense, can run down the field, great size, great hands. Just hasn't quite stayed healthy in these past couple of years, so it's kind of a gamble in a way. Like it's like a low risk, high reward, but I like where the Jets organization is going. They want to keep this young group of players together and grow together and develop together. I like the move by the Jets organization. I thought it was a good move. And I think that Quincy, he's young. He's only 25, 26. I think that he has the potential to be as great as Julio Jones, as great as AJ Green. But first and foremost, he has to stay healthy, because when healthy, that man can create problems for the defense against other teams. And the Jets organization, they also fired former defensive coordinator and former head coach Todd Bowles, which is, I guess it's another good move, considering that year after year, nothing has really improved. The play calling hasn't improved. There's not enough creativity and not enough aggression on both sides of the football. So I think it was time that I wish Todd Bowles the best. And I wish him in the best of his, future endeavors, and hope that he finds another job in the NFL, because he's a great defensive coordinator, just not head coaching, type. So, yeah. So after that, the Jets, they have interviewed former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy, and I really, really hope that they would bring in a defensive guru, a great defensive coach like Ron Rivera. And I really hope that they go out and they kind of get another head coach that can get the job done, because when you look at Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh is a champion. He led the Ravens to the Super Bowl. That man is great at what he does, and he's great at turning teams around and making them into playoff contenders and really getting the best out of this football team. Jim Harbaugh is a great coach too, but doesn't really show up in big win situations, doesn't really get the job done. I mean, the Jets need a coach that's gonna get the job done. So if I'm the Jets organization, I hire whoever I have to hire. Whether it be John Harbaugh, whether it be Mike McCarthy, because say what you will about Mike McCarthy, say what you will about the Packers not doing so great this season, the man is a Super Bowl champion. The man has took this Packers franchise and really, turned it around. And give Mike McCarthy credit. Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. Mike McCarthy, great resume, great postseason resume, everything you want in a head coach. If I were the Jets organization, I would hire Mike McCarthy, because this is the guy that will get the Jets someday to the promised land to be Super Bowl champion.